Hey, I'm Santa Rose, and today I'm going to talk about how I'm using prayerful affirmations for my own personal growth, and maybe this will inspire something that you might like to adopt. I began doing this back in November. I had the idea in October for the new year. This is something I was going to do to build my spiritual practice in the new year, and I just beta tested it for November and December for the new year. So I just a little early. And what I did was I purchased this really cool book, Moonology 2024 Diary. It's by Yasmin Boland, and I know that's backwards, but I'll have it, the information down in the description box. This book will tell you what you need to know about what sign the new moon is in, what sign the full moon is in. And if you know your rising sign, it'll tell you which astrological house that new moon and full moon is in. And it will give you suggested affirmations that you can use. So you could do everything I'm doing. Well, not everything. You could do almost all of what I'm doing just by getting Yasmin Boland's book. I like to go a little bit deeper and a little bit more into individuating it for me. So I also researched the new moon and the full moon in other resources, one of which is Annie Botticelli's website and her YouTube channel. And I also look at a book about the new moon and with affirmations in them. And I'll have that new moon astrology book also in the description box below. I think it's Jan Stellar is the name of it, but I'll have that information in the description box. And then I pull an oracle card. So this is one of my decks of oracle cards. And I get the topic from the Moonology book. I do a little bit more research in a couple other areas and write down some other notes about what the topic is. So I have it in my head really clear. And then I pray over my cards. Now I have six oracle decks. I don't want more. I'm happy with my six. It's the perfect amount. If it's in my basket perfectly. But I have them all stacked up like this in the basket, and I run my hands over all six of the decks. And the deck that has a heat signature is the one that I pick. Then I pray over the deck, holding it in both hands. I shuffle it and continue to say a prayer. I want the card that best represents the next step for me, what the angels feel would be a good growth step for me in this particular house of my astrological cycle on the particular topic of that is being hit. Between it being Virgo, for example, it's the full moon in Virgo that I just did, and it was hitting my sixth astrological house. And so I was looking for the card that best represented that for me. I looked that up, and I have that written down, and I'm pulling a card on that subject. Now, I have the ability to run my hands over things and feel a heat signature. So I put these into four piles. And I run my hands over all four of the piles until one of the piles is hot. And then I take that one pile and I divide that into four piles, run my hands over those four piles until one of the piles is hotter than the others. And then I take the one pile, which is now one eighth of the deck, and I spread those cards out on my desk, run my hands over them. And this particular Oracle deck has an upside down and a right side up, and the definitions are different. So I also turn the card up one way and up the other. You might notice a little bit of a shifting as I do this video. I don't edit my videos, but I do pause when I cough, and my asthma has decided to act up as soon as I started talking to you. So I pulled a card and I take the definition of the card. I write down my notes about the way the book, the interpretive book says that card is. And then I journal. And I come up with a way of wording a prayer that is grateful that I'm getting what it is that I'm asking for. I'm grateful that, or thank you for. And that's how I word my prayerful affirmations. And because I use God as the name for my higher power, or Lord is the name of my higher power, that's the terms I use. You could use whatever you wanted. Thank you to Great Spirit, or to Divine Source, or Great Creator, whatever phrase works for you. And once I have that prayerful affirmation, I write it in a horizontal weekly diary. This is an example of one that I use. And this is a horizontal weekly by Amber Lotus. And the particular artist that has done this one is Katie Daisy. They use lots of different artists, Amber Lotus does. And I write the prayer on one of the note pages. And then every day for that cycle, usually 3 days before the full moon or the new moon, I'll shift the prayer into something new about 3 days before. Sometimes it's 2 days before, whatever. Sometimes it's one day, I get busy. But I shift the prayer and I write it out. Now, I write the same prayer over and over again. And then I just write it once per day, but I write the same prayer once per day for that time frame. Once I write it for that day, I then say the prayer aloud 3 times. And when I say it aloud, I say it slowly with conviction. I picture in my mind my receiving what I'm grateful for happening, my receiving the what the prayer is about. I picture how it would feel for that to happen. And then when I do my journaling, typically my journaling is done later in the day or during my lunch break, I might journal. During my journaling, I might write about what it feels like for that to happen, how that changes my life for this thing to occur, how grateful I am that it's occurring. I may journal about something else, but I try to regularly address that prayer. And I also make sure that if something does come from the prayer, that I am quick to write it in my diary. I am so grateful that exactly what I asked for in the prayer has happened. This is what I notice occurring. I pay attention to how the prayer is actually giving me the fruit of it. I write it down. Now, for me, writing it down makes it more helpful than just saying it aloud. I prefer to write it down. So this is what it looks like in my diary. I write it down every day. This is such a beautiful horizontal weekly. It's so pretty. The February, each month has a different design and different images in it. It's just so very, very pretty. And I write around the pictures in it. And I love the fact that there's some structure, that I'm not just coming up with a prayerful affirmation. I'm using something that gives me structure. For me, I'm not into astrology normally. I do get an astrological reading for myself every year. And I have since I was 15 years old. I have not missed a year of getting those readings. But this is giving me the structure. Over the course of the year, I will go around all 12 of my astrological houses twice, and I will get a new moon and a full moon in each of the astrological signs. So every turnaround of the calendar year will give me a full moon in every sign. It will give me a new moon in every sign. So that covers a lot of territory, even with a little bit of repetition, but I'm not missing some component of my life that I'm not praying about. And I love the idea that I'm going to be able to holistically spend a year spiritually praying for these things to occur. So I thought it would be helpful for me to read some of the prayerful affirmations that I have done so that you get an idea what they sound like. So here's the first one I'm going to read. Dear God, I'm grateful that the blocks that impact my self-worth, vitality, and my calling are healed, released, and cleared. Thank you for increasing my vitality and my financial security and stability. All right. And then later in the month of December, looking for a later one. I did try different inks, but I prefer to just write in black ink. Dear God, I'm grateful for the increased illumination and clarity of the fears impacting my full commitment to my unique path of higher learning and self-improvement. Thank you for my increased vitality and financial security. Now, I did repeat that. Why did I do that? Because I needed it. I needed help in both of those areas. So I did repeat it. All right, so, and dear God, I'm grateful that the unserving, painful belief that publishing my writing is futile is resolved, released, and cleared. I'm grateful for the boundary that removes me from what caused this pain. Thank you for my increased enthusiasm for writing and publishing. And again, remember that it's based on what house it's in. It's based on what the theme is, and of course, what's going on in my life at the time, but it's also based on what my oracle card was. And sometimes those oracle cards really challenge me because, again, the angels are helping me pick the one that would be the next best step for me. This one was real challenging in January. Dear God, thank you for healing and releasing the blocks to meaningful, creative self-expression. I'm grateful that the unserving belief that I am worthy of the approval of others is lifted from me. And here we are, moving into February. And the shift that happened in February is, I have to actually find where it changed over. So here we are. Dear God, thank you for increasing my intuitive clarity, focus, and connection to my heart's true path. I'm grateful for the increased ease as I learn new technology. Thank you for healing my body. And then it shifted again. Dear God, thank you for guiding my physicians regarding even hidden health issues. Thank you for healing me. I'm grateful that the blocks to healthy levels of exercise are released. I'm grateful that the lessons I'm meant to learn from these experiences. I'm grateful for the lessons I'm meant to learn from this experience. That's the one I'm currently on. And it came from the fact that I got a card that said that there would be some hidden things that are brought to light. And I have some health issues. And it actually is my sixth house, which includes my physical well-being, my health. So it all works. It's working really well for me. I'm gaining a lot from this. But even if you took the prayerful affirmations that were suggested in the Moonology book, or that you came up with maybe that doesn't follow the moon, I would recommend getting a horizontal calendar or having a notebook that you write down your prayerful affirmations. I think it's really helpful, especially if you also journal about them. This process has really helped me with my own personal growth. And it's also helped me feel that I'm doing a spiritual practice that is in tune with what is most needed for me now. Not just the same old, same old. It changes every 2 weeks. It's novel. And honestly, I quite enjoy this beautiful planner. I just enjoy using it. So it also brings me happiness because I love all the colors in it. So that's the purple affirmation that I do. And I don't have a problem sharing more details about that if people are interested in what I'm learning about myself or what I what benefits I'm getting from it. But I wanted to share the technique so that if you wanted to try this for yourself, you could. You could also pull oracle cards from your own decks and then make sure you word it in a prayerful affirmation way would be to say that you're grateful that it's happening. You're grateful that something's released. You're thankful for something. Like, I'm thankful for the healing. I'm thankful for the lessons I'm meant to learn. I love having my affirmations be about how I gain a greater insight into the blocks preventing something that I want. I've gotten insights. It's really made a difference for me to say that prayer every day and then look for the insights and discover that I'm getting them. I had a worry about my health. And this is what I discovered is that when I pay attention to the fact that my prayers are answered, it's incredible. I said before I went to sleep, please give me insight into if I'm on the right path for my, dealing with a health issue. And I woke up the next morning to a song lyric. You know, you get those songs in your head. And the lyric was, everything will be all right. It literally was the lyric of a song that I enjoy and play on a regular basis. But the part of the song that I heard as I woke up was, everything will be all right. You know, yes, that came from God. Give credit for that. That's how you get messages. It's little ways like that that show up. Right now, I'm praying about even hidden health issues that God is guiding my physicians. Why? I'm getting a lot of medical tests done, and I really want a good outcome where whatever is going on is effectively treated. So I'm praying about it, because what else am I supposed to do? I'm not going to worry about it. I can't control the outcome, but I can control the prayers that I say for it. It's the same. And in this world, we have so much going on that is so chaotic. What we need more of is prayer. So hopefully I've given you an idea and you can use it to help you. And if you did try it out, give me a comment. Let me know. Let me know that this had an impact on you. All right. I will be back with another video very soon. Bye-bye.